Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, August 27th, 2025, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
FAA rulemaking strategist and novel aviation technology law pioneer Courtney Freeman joins Adams and Reese. Courtney W. Freeman, a pioneer in aviation technology law and FAA rulemaking strategist, has joined Adams & Reese as counsel and a member of its chambers-ranked aviation and aerospace team. With over a decade of experience at the FAA, Freeman brings expertise in emerging aviation technologies like UAS and BVLOS drone operations. Her work also includes advanced air mobility initiatives and legal issues around air carrier operations. Freeman's unique government perspective will be invaluable to clients navigating complex regulatory frameworks in the aviation industry. Adams & Reese, a prominent AmLaw 200 firm, continues to strengthen its aviation and aerospace team with Freeman's addition, enhancing its capabilities in addressing mission-critical matters in the field.
ZRG accelerates Latin American growth with expansion in Mexico and Peru. ZRG, the fastest-growing full-service talent advisory firm in the world, has announced a major expansion in Latin America, with a deeper presence in Mexico and the launch of operations in Peru. Led by Eduardo Taylor, Gerardo Reynoso, and Alvaro Colas, this unified regional team brings deep experience in executive search and talent strategy. With a strong foundation in Mexico and Peru, and active mandates across Central America and the Andean region, ZRG is well-positioned for growth in Latin America. This expansion adds 12 new team members in the region, enhancing ZRG's market insight and technology-enabled talent solutions. By combining a global platform with digital tools and personalized service, ZRG is meeting the evolving needs of clients seeking top talent solutions in a competitive market. Rockbreaks, New Pacific Metals Corp's NYSE American, NEWP, Silver Sand Project shows strong economics amid tight supply. New Pacific Metals Corp, a Canadian exploration and development company, is seizing the opportunity in the silver market with its Silver Sand Project in Bolivia. The project is projected to produce 12 million ounces of silver annually over a 13-year mine life, with strong economics including a post-tax NPV of $740 million and a 37% IRR. With a silver price of $24 per ounce, the project has an all-in sustaining cost of just $69 per ounce, with payback expected in under 2 years. New Pacific is also advancing its Carangas project and completed a discovery drill program at Silver Strike in 2022. For more information, visit Rocks and Stocks website. Qualys secures FedRAMP high authorization for its comprehensive risk management platform. Qualys Inc. announced that the Qualys government platform has achieved FedRAMP high authorization, sponsored by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. This makes Qualys one of the few cybersecurity platforms offering a full-spectrum security solution at the FedRAMP high level. The Qualys government platform provides vulnerability management, compliance, endpoint detection and response, asset inventory, policy enforcement, web application security, and cloud-native application protection in a single, scalable solution. FedRAMP High is the most rigorous authorization level within the Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, aligning with NIST 853 high-impact controls. This milestone demonstrates Qualys's commitment to advancing cybersecurity for the U.S. federal government.
Tech media breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., BSAI, taps DSI's expertise to accelerate SkyMod deployment. Blue Sky AI Inc., traded under OTC symbol BSAI, has partnered with Data Specialties Inc., DSI, to accelerate the deployment of its SkyMod series modular data centers. This collaboration allows Blue Sky AI to leverage DSI's expertise in modular data centers for rapid installation of its SkyMod 1 1 megawatts and SkyMod XL 1.7 megawatt units across the United States. CEO Trent D'Ambrosio stated that this strategic move will help Blue Sky AI meet the growing demand for AI infrastructure without compromising on quality or scalability. Blue Sky AI aims to revolutionize the AI compute landscape by providing innovative and sustainable infrastructure solutions to drive innovation and growth in the sector. The ultimate guide to cross-border logistics. The supply chain relationship between the U.S. and Mexico is rapidly changing, with Mexico surpassing China and Canada to become the U.S.'s top trading partner in 2023. Challenges such as regulatory complexity, infrastructure bottlenecks, and security concerns often hinder seamless operations. This analyst report explores the strategic value of robust 3PL partnerships in navigating this dynamic landscape. Download the full report to learn how to turn the border into a competitive advantage and build a resilient supply chain for the future. Q&A with Daniel Stanton, founder and chief executive officer of Now Optics. Daniel Stanton, the founder and chief executive officer of Now Optics, has led the company with a mission to make eye care easy and accessible. Under his leadership, Now Optics has grown to over 300 locations across 32 states, offering a seamless blend of retail stores, telehealth-enabled eye exams, and an integrated e-commerce platform. Stanton's innovative use of ocular telehealth has revolutionized the industry, with over 4 million telehealth-enabled eye exams conducted to date. Now, Optics plans to open 40 more locations next year and expand into store-in-store locations at select Staples stores. Stanton anticipates the eye care industry will continue to evolve with trends like telehealth and smart eyewear becoming more central to how consumers access care.
Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ BEAT, advances patient convenience with at-home ECG technology. Heartbeam Inc., listed on NASDAQ as BEAT, is advancing patient convenience with their at-home ECG technology. Their cable-free design allows for high-fidelity ECG measurements, making it easier for patients to record symptoms at home. Clinicians are recognizing the value of accurate at-home ECG capture, shaping the future of cardiac care. Heartbeam's FDA-cleared Heartbeam system is the first cable-free ECG device capturing heart signals from three directions, revolutionizing at-home detection of arrhythmias. Recent reports show that UK doctors believe home ECG devices could save thousands of lives by identifying heart problems earlier. Investors can find more news and updates in the company's newsroom. For more information, visit BiomedWire's website.
Structure Research publishes 2025 reports on Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta data center markets, offers sneak peek at upcoming Bangkok analysis. Structure Research, a leading independent research firm, has released its latest reports on the Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta data center markets. The Kuala Lumpur market is projected to reach $1.1 billion by 2030, with a five-year CAGR of 31%, driven by hyperscale cloud and AI infrastructure. Jakarta's market is expected to grow at an 11% CAGR, reaching $856 million by 2030. Both markets are attracting major players like Alibaba Cloud, AWS, and Google, reshaping deployment models and supporting new demand patterns. The upcoming Bangkok Report 2025 will provide insights into the rapidly growing data center market in the region. For more information, visit Structure Research's website.
Hivelocity announces sale of Chicago and Miami colocation services. Hivelocity, a leader in bare metal, enterprise cloud, virtual servers, and colocation, has announced the sale of its colocation services business in Chicago and Miami to Digital Realty. This move allows Hivelocity to focus on its existing solutions while expanding its partnership with Digital Realty. Customers in Chicago and Miami can expect continued high-quality service under Digital Realty's ownership. Hivelocity will continue to provide colocation services at its core facilities and expand bare metal and cloud hosting services across the U.S. and internationally. The sale reflects the success of Valterra Partners' investment strategy and the value created in partnership with industry leaders like Digital Realty. For more information, visit Hivelocity's website. Biomed News breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ, announces expanded access policy for NRx 100 following FDA Fast Track designation. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has announced an expanded access policy for NRx 100, a preservative-free ketamine, following FDA Fast Track designation for treating suicidal ideation in patients with depression, including bipolar depression. Eligible patients can access the therapy under specific conditions, such as lack of response to approved treatments. Chairman and CEO Dr. Jonathan C. Javitt stated the company's commitment to making NRx 100 available to patients with limited options. NRx Pharmaceuticals is a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company focusing on central nervous system disorders. NRx 100 has fast-track designation for suicidal ideation in depression, while NRx 101 has breakthrough therapy designation for suicidal bipolar depression. NRx plans to file for accelerated approval for NRx 101 in patients with bipolar depression and suicidality or akathisia.
Overlooked particle could unlock quantum computing, study finds. Quantum computers have long been seen as the future of technology due to their ability to solve problems beyond current supercomputers. However, a major challenge has been their fragility, with qubits easily disturbed by the environment, leading to errors. This has hindered the building of reliable quantum machines. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are likely watching this development closely. The latest news and updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. are available in the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform focusing on technology companies, offering access to a vast network of solutions for reaching target markets, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit the Tech Media Wire website.
Biomed News breaks. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. NASDAQ CNSP CEO discusses drug development and market potential on Biomed Wire podcast. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. CEO John Climaco recently discussed the company's focus on developing treatments for brain cancers on the BioWire podcast. Climaco highlighted CNS Pharmaceuticals' mission to address the urgent unmet need in glioblastoma and the market potential in aggressive cancers like triple-negative breast cancer with brain metastases. The company's drug candidate TPI-287, an abeotaxane, has shown promise in crossing the blood-brain barrier and treating CNS tumors with a favorable safety profile. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Stop patching workflows together. How Lark creates a unified flow. Most teams struggle with using multiple apps for different tasks, leading to lost conversations, siloed documents, and stuck approvals. Lark changes this by bringing core business processes into one place, connecting workflows seamlessly. Lark Base keeps projects consistent by visualizing data in various formats and automating tasks. Lark Approval streamlines decision-making, reducing delays, and providing transparency. Lark Docs and Wiki keep knowledge accessible, while Lark Forms integrates feedback into the workflow. Lark Messenger and Meetings turn conversations into actionable outcomes, bridging communication gaps. By unifying these features, Lark transforms scattered tools into a connected system, allowing teams to focus on what truly matters without the hassle of patching workflows together.
Investor News breaks. SafePro Group Inc., NASDAQ PI, demonstrates AI-powered drone threat detection for Philippine military EOD teams. SafePro Group Inc., a leader in AI-powered defense and security solutions, recently demonstrated its Spotlight AI drone imagery analysis ecosystem for Philippine Army EO teams. The training showcased SafePro's object threat detection, SPOT-D technology, capable of identifying over 150 types of threats, including landmines and unexploded ordnance. This demonstration highlights the company's expansion into the Asia-Pacific region and the importance of AI in enhancing humanitarian mine action. SafePro Group specializes in AI solutions for defense and security applications, providing advanced situational awareness tools globally. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at htlap.ibn.fm/spi. Defense News breaks. SafePro Group Inc. demonstrates AI-powered drone threat detection for Philippine military EOD teams. SafePro Group Inc., a leader in AI-powered defense and security solutions, showcased its Spotlight AI and drone imagery analysis ecosystem at a Philippine Army training event. The training, funded by the U.S. State Department and facilitated by Golden West Humanitarian Foundation, introduced over 30 explosive ordnance disposal technicians to SafePro's Object Threat Detection (SWOT) technology. This technology can rapidly identify over 150 types of threats, such as landmines and unexploded ordnance. Chairman and CEO Dan Erdberg emphasized the importance of AI in strengthening humanitarian mine action and real-time situational awareness. SafePro Group focuses on delivering AI-enabled security solutions for defense, humanitarian, and homeland security applications globally, utilizing its proprietary technology to enhance safety and operational efficiency. SafePro Group Inc. SPI closes $8 private placement with drone industry investors, Ondas Holdings, Unusual Machines. SafePro Group Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol SPAI, has closed an $8 million private placement with drone industry investors, Ondas Holdings, and Unusual Machines. The funding will support the commercialization of SafePro's AI-powered defense and security technologies, such as SPOT-D and Node. The company's AI has already processed 1.78 million drone images in Ukraine, detecting over 31,600 explosive threats. With expanding military budgets for drones and AI, as well as global demining needs, SafePro Group sees a strong and growing market opportunity. The deal includes the sale of 2 million shares at $4 per share, with warrants for another 2 million shares at an exercise price of $6. If fully exercised, this could bring SafePro up to $20 million in new capital. Investor news breaks: GreenWave Technology Solutions Inc. NASDAQ Bauber receives additional NASDAQ delinquency notice. GreenWave Technology Solutions Inc., a metal recycling operator in Virginia, North Carolina, and Ohio, has received an additional delinquency notice from NASDAQ due to a delayed filing. Despite this, the company's securities will continue to trade on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the ticker GWAVE. GreenWave plans to submit an updated compliance plan by September 8, 2025, and is actively working to complete and file its delayed reports with the SEC. The company operates 13 recycling facilities and utilizes unique technologies to increase processing volumes and efficiencies. Steel recycling offers environmental benefits such as reduced energy use and lower CO2 emissions. GreenWave's customers include large corporations, manufacturers, and government organizations, with plans to expand its locations through acquisitions in the near future. Texas plant gives Chinese company an edge in copper tariff war. Wellascent Electronic, a Chinese company, strategically built a production plant in Texas to navigate the escalating U.S.-China copper tariff tensions. The move has paid off, with American buyers turning to the Texas plant to avoid hefty import tariffs on copper products. This shift benefits companies like Aston Bay Holdings Limited, as U.S. tariffs exempt refined copper from the high levies. For more updates on Aston Bay Holdings Limited, visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides in-depth insights into the mining industry, offering a platform for companies to reach a wide audience through various communication solutions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.